episode 335, What's Success? The answer is found in Christmas.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Merry Christmas, sisters. How are you all over the world? Oh, I could not wait any longer. This is the Christmas season, and we celebrate together as a family. And it may not be Christmas Day, but I just could not wait any longer than saying Merry Christmas. When I'm out there in the stores and I'm grabbing things every once in a while, you know, I got to go grocery shopping. And then you have to, you know, maybe you're going Christmas shopping too and getting a few things to sneak under the Christmas tree that no one knows about. So you can do that when you work from home, right? Little treats. And I say Merry Christmas to people and they look at me like, but it's not Christmas. And I'm like, but it's the Christmas season. And so I just could not wait any longer. I had to tell you Merry, Merry Christmas. I hope you're having a beautiful day. It is sunny up here. In fact, the crazy thing is we're supposed to be kind of like in the low 30s is supposed to be our highs, which is kind of crazy. Yet we are going to hit 60 this week. No way, but it's coming. I cannot believe it. I still have my fireplace turned on. Why? Because I like to cuddle and snuggle in front of it. So come on in. I've got a warm blanket here just for you. Now, I want to make sure that you're feeling all right, that the holidays aren't getting you too crazy. Because even though you may be on this journey of the 60-day push, life is still going on. And as moms, as women, okay, you two dads, our minds are going, I mean, so many miles a minute. I mean, we just cannot slow them down. I woke up this morning, I kid you not, it was like 3:03 in the morning, and I could not go back to sleep. My mind was just going back and forth. I thought about you guys. I thought about the podcast. I was praying. I just was like, oh, and then I was like, okay, Lord, enough is enough. Are you wanting me to get up and go do something? Or is this just your time? You're getting my attention. And sometimes he does like to do that. He wakes me up and says, hello, here I am. Are you listening to me? And so we did have a good discussion. And part of the discussion was a reflection on Christmas and also reflection tying into business and family life and putting it all together. And I thought, how does all this relate? Does it really relate? And he's like, yeah, the answer is found in Christmas. So I really wasn't sure what all that meant. And so I was like, okay, I don't know. And eventually I did fall back asleep. So then this morning came and I actually got up out of bed this time instead of, you know, tossing and turning every 10 minutes because I wasn't comfortable in bed. You know, those nights that you just, ugh. Well, it was a gorgeous day out. Sun shining, a blue sky, just a little form of clouds in the air. Gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. And I thought, there's no way this is the Christmas season. But I kept reminding myself that what is Christmas? And so as I began to ponder the thoughts, walking around, it came upon me that the answers are all right here. The answers to success of my business, success of me personally, my growth, the success of my family and where God's taking us, it's all right here. It's all in front of me. But the problem is, a lot of times, we're just looking at our own to-do list. We're looking at everybody else's stop sign in life. We're looking at all those emails that come in. And we're not really focused on where our focus needs to be. And so today I want to encourage you on day 40 of our 60-day push, if you're working on that. But I wanted to tie it in with Christmas. Why? Because this is the season. Ladies, it is here. And it is the most beautiful season in the world. I mean, God is such a masterpiece when it comes to art and showing beauty. All you have to do is look out your window. And that's what I did as I walked today. This is what I found. The answers in Christmas. Number one, the sunrise said to me, be up to date, be on point. Then came the open frozen ground that said, see the world as it went on forever. The blustery wind said, be cool and feisty, never give up. The Christmas evening star said, aim higher. The sunset came and said every minute is precious. The icy pond glistened and said, reflect before you act. The dense fog said, push through to impact your goals. And finally, the fresh fallen snowflakes said, be unique. Be you. When I thought about that, it gave me goosebumps. Because a lot of the time we're frolicking in frustration. We're frolicking in frowny faces. We're frolicking in the must-dos and the busyness of life. And we've forgotten the reason for the season. The hope, the joy, the love, the faith. Those are stop signs that should be in our life. What's success to you? And can those answers be found in Christmas? Sometimes we take life too for granted. We get up every morning and we go to bed thinking that we're going to have another day just automatically. But for some people, that doesn't happen. And it's unfortunate that we don't know when those some days are going to occur in our life. Or if something drastic is going to happen and our health is going to shift. Or we're going to have to end up taking care of a loved one unexpectedly. You see, life happens. But a lot of what you need in life isn't found on the internet. Isn't found in a book. It's found in your heart. It's painted by God himself. So when you're wanting to know what success is, look around you. See what you can find. Take this and adapt it. Maybe it's you in your room, or maybe you're in your bathroom and you say, oh, when flowing water means this to me. Take it and begin to look at things a little bit differently. A fresh look. Because you see, success is all defined by the individual. And a lot of the times, that's what we're looking for. That's what we're searching for. That's what these goals mean to us is, man, if I meet this goal, that means I am success. And the thing is it's not. The answers here are found in Christmas. Ultimately, those fresh fallen snowflakes, each one totally different, not one a copy or a clone of the other. You see, you are on your journey that only you can walk. Just like that fresh fallen snowflake is on its journey as it comes down, as it's formed high, high, high in the sky, in the atmosphere. We can't even touch it. We can't see it as it comes down. And it changes. It grows. The beauty of it begins to glisten. And then as you catch it in your hand or on your nose or maybe even on your tongue, which is so fun to do, you've been touched by something special. You see, you are that snowflake. You are that blessing. You are already a success. And that's what's found in Christmas. Merry Christmas, and may you have a beautiful day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.